GetUpsE.com.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas.
Hi, I'm Marie Mortera. We know this can be a tough time for kids. They need reassurance and an escape. So get crafty, crack open a good book, and play some games. A smile can often cure a child's fear and confusion. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take care.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The new House panel investigating the January 6th riot has opened its first hearing with testimony from police trying to handle the situation. Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Ganell says the rioters were vicious.
Well, we were suggested that they was like something from a medieval battle. We fought hand to hand, inch by inch, to prevent an invasion of the Capitol by a violent mob intent on subverting our democratic process.
One officer testified he thought on that day, this is how I'm going to die defending this entrance. As the House begins its first day of testimony, Republican leadership expressed their view on the Select Committee holding the hearing.
The House Select Committee on the Capitol attack of January 6th holds its first hearing today with testimony from police who defended the Capitol. Prior to the hearing, House Republican leadership denounced Speaker Nancy Pelosi's motives for creating this committee. Minority Whip Steve Scalise.
What we're here to talk about today is Speaker Pelosi's constant attempt to cover up facts that she doesn't want out there.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy praised police while criticizing the Democrats.
On January 6th, these brave officers were put into a vulnerable and impossible position because of the leadership at the top has failed.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is telling people in high coronavirus infection areas to mask up indoors even if you've been vaccinated. In Springfield, Missouri, Mercy Hospital's chief medical officer, Dr. Gregory Ledger, says he's hoping for a flattening of cases soon.
The incubation period seems quicker. And so when we look at our forecasting, it does appear that patients are getting sicker quicker and may make the forecasting predictions more like we might peak, you know, in a week or two. And I hope that's the case.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 85 points. The NASDAQ dropped 180. The S&P lower by 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at the top of the hour as we check out our traffic hams right now, you are expecting bumper-to-bumper flows downtown, 515 northbound at Pecos. Also, you're getting backups with those lane reductions on the other end as well. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange is four lanes. They morph into two lanes. Congestion 215 westbound at Tenaya, US 95 eastbound at Rancho. You'll touch the brakes. Look out for a crash. It's in the cleanup phase on the right shoulder. That's 215 westbound. That's past Gillespie. And overnight road work continues on Interstate 15, both north and southbound. That's between Blue Diamond Road and Tropicana. The left lane closes at 8 p.m.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, July 27th. We're almost done with July. Unbelievable. And, of course, that means August and the opening of schools and all of that. We'll talk more about that as we go along. One thing we do know, and it falls under the heading of breaking news, the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, has issued a new directive. And to find out what is involved in all of this, how it could impact folks here in Southern Nevada and across the state of Nevada, let's check in with Dr. Robin Titus, Assemblywoman, District 38. Also, she's Minority Floor Leader, and she's a medical doctor. And she joins us. Dr. Titus, always good to talk to you. How you been?
Well, thank you, sir, for having me back. I've been excellent. Got some fishing in and tried to regroup a little bit, and coming back to some smoke in our area and a fire that fortunately has been put out. So we've had better times. We've had worse times, but we're all surviving.
Tell me what the CDC did today.
Interesting with the CDC, and what also breaking news, as you might have already mentioned, the Clark County School District and the requirements about masks and recommending that folks go back to the masks. Pretty interesting stuff and pretty frustrating.
Explain why it's so frustrating for you, because you've been right at the forefront of what's going on up in the Quad Counties area.
Well, I think that the reality here is if we've gotten our vaccines, and as of today, 80% of Nevadans 65-plus, those who really should be having that vaccine, have been vaccinated. We know that the vaccines, according to everybody that you should be respecting on the science end, say that the vaccines do work even against this new variant. Then why are they asking us to put these masks back on? So pretty frustrating that they would mandate that again, and it's not good science.
And it's not just for the unvaccinated, it's for the vaccinated. And then it begs the question, Doctor, then why are we getting vaccines?
I agree with you 100%. If we're all to wear masks and the masks work against spreading it, why are they asking us to get the vaccines and the goal of getting the vaccine? I believe in people's right to self-determination, and whether they choose to have a vaccine or not is an individual right. I chose to get the vaccine. I believe vaccines do help. And all the studies say vaccines do indeed prevent this disease, prevent the Delta variant. And so to ask me to put a mask back on is just utter nonsense. There's no science behind that. After people get the flu vaccine, they don't ask you to wear a mask. It just does not make any science sense.
And I will tell you, I will share this with you. I've shared it with my audience earlier in the week, yesterday, that my older brother, who is semi-retired, he tested positive on Sunday. I said, did you get the vaccine? He says, no, because nationwide only 10% positivity rate overall. And then he stopped in mid-sentence and said, hey, wait a minute, I'm in that group now. And fortunately, his symptoms are mild, but he does have a little bit of a cough, and he's got a little bit of a headache, and now he's got a quarantine for whatever it is, 14 days. But this happens to a lot of folks. Tell me what the science says, though. I mean, you're a medical doctor. Tell me what the science says when it comes to this idea that, you know, not only do we want you to have the vaccine, but even if you get the vaccine, you gotta have the mask on. Where is the science in all of this?
There's no science behind it. There's no science that shows that a vaccinated person should have to wear a mask. My feeling is they don't want, and one of the theories that I saw written was that they're asking people to put masks on because they don't trust that those who haven't been vaccinated will follow the protocol when they're asked. You know, you'll see a sign at the store, if you're not vaccinated, put your mask on. They feel people aren't doing that. Majority of these cases, by far, that we see, this uptick that we see now, are in unvaccinated folks, not in vaccinated folks. So this shotgun therapy of saying, well, we don't know if you've been vaccinated or not, so we're asking everybody to put the mask back on, it just, people are going to rebel, and they should rebel. There's no science behind those of us that are vaccinated wearing our masks again. And there's questions about wearing a mask that all have been propagated continually, and I feel that way. Either we're vaccinated and we don't need to wear a mask, or nothing works and no one who stopped the spread is putting a mask on. I would argue different.
We've had charges from the left that this, you know, if you watch CNN or MSNBC, that this is all about, quote, misinformation. Is what you're telling me misinformation? I mean, you're a medical doctor. It might be the same thing the folks on Fox News are saying, but the fact is, you're saying it. That tells me it's not misinformation.
But interestingly, I am a medical doctor. I've also been the county health officer here in Lyon County for 37 years. I believe that, and I read and I keep up to date on the science behind the COVID vaccine. Again, I support the vaccination process. I have encouraged patients to be vaccinated. But again, I also respect those who choose not to once they get information. It's an individual liberty. And I would say that by me speaking out against it, there will be those who, and this has happened in the past, will question my credibility, will say that my license should be taken away, people say, I don't know what I'm talking about. I've had fellow assembly folks attack me immediately when I question what our state has recommended. And I will tell you, it's just because I stick with what I learned in medical school. I believe in the science of the infectious disease. We used to call it universal infectious disease precaution, because this will not be the last virus that's out there. We need to be steady with the science. And if you disagree that with anything that's been put out, then suddenly you don't know what you're talking about.
Tell me what your patients are telling you. Are you hearing Fox talking points? Are you hearing something the other way, where people say, "Oh, absolutely, let's mask up and let's get vaccinated"? Tell me what they're telling you.
Most patients are asking me what my opinion is. Did I get the vaccine? What do I think about it? Many folks are afraid to get the vaccine because of the information that's out there. Most folks that are young and are not vulnerable saying, why should I get the vaccine? We know that despite the positivity rate going up, the death rate and the side effects and the consequences have not changed, and relatively healthy people are fine. Make no mistake about it, COVID is real. COVID does kill people. There are many viruses out there that do kill people. If you are at risk of getting if you get the disease and you are vulnerable otherwise, I don't want folks to not respect it, because it can, otherwise healthy people can get very sick with it. So, be respected. But at the same time, that's what I would tell them about all infections. Make sure you wash your hands. If you're vulnerable, don't go out. If you need to be protected, yes, please put a mask on. And if you're sick, don't expose other people. Stay home. So none of that recommendations, are wrong that the CDC is recommending, which is continue to wash your hands and avoid, people and avoid close quarters. If you can't get this disease, please get the vaccine. So none of that has changed. It's just the interest that they try to shame people if you don't get the vaccine. And that's just wrong. I think it's a personal choice and a personal liberty.
Dr. Robin Titus joining us, Assemblywoman District 38, minority floor leader, and a medical doctor up in Lyon County. I am curious about the Delta variants. We hear a lot of stuff about that. We heard a lot about the regular COVID-19 that everybody used to get. And to be honest with you, my older brother, I said, well, did you get the Delta variants? And he said, I forgot to ask. So tell me about the Delta variants.
Interesting. The Delta variant is the one that came in from the United Kingdom. We think it may be a little bit more infectious, but it's not more deadly. In other words, when you're exposed to the COVID virus, there'll be people in your household that will get it, people that won't. We know that the infectivity rate of what we initially measured was about 17%. In other words, if you live in a household where somebody is sick and you are exposed to it, you have a 17% chance of getting that virus. So that's how infectious it is. The other, you have an 87% chance of not catching it all, even though the person's sick and you're exposed. We know that if you're not symptomatic, like somebody maybe like your brother, that mild case or not symptomatic, you have like a 0.3% chance of getting the virus from somebody who's not symptomatic but test positive. The Delta virus, Delta virus component, maybe you have a little higher. We haven't seen the numbers yet about the infectivity rate. Is there like a 19% chance now instead of 17, or a 20% chance? We know it's slightly more infectious. So if you're exposed to it, you may be more at risk of getting it. Ultimately, it's like all other viruses. When you're first exposed to something, we have no immunity to it, you're more than likely to get it.
Tell me what the difference is. Quad counties that you're very involved with, Lyon County, obviously, where you live and work, versus Clark County. Is it like night and day?
Well, we know that Clark County's had a big surge of exposure, and so that's where these recommendations are coming from. And especially that the Clark County School District mandating the mask during the fall. There has been increased numbers. Clark County does have a more transient population, in that you have so many visitors come in and exposing folks. And so I think it's definitely different. You have the classrooms are more crowded. I think your locations are more crowded, so the chance of exposure is going to be greater. Whether or not the illness itself is different, I haven't seen any data to say that particular virus is different in Clark County than it is in rural Nevada. It's just a matter of exposure.
And what should we be doing with our kids? You mentioned the Clark County School District, fifth largest district in the nation, and the edict that has come down from there. I'm curious what your recommendation would be when we're having a spike like this. Does every child need to be wearing a mask in class?
I'm not sure that those masks are going to be infectious or helpful for these kids in school. Half the time they don't wear the correct mask. Half the time they don't have them on the face. But I would say, you have to ask any kindergarten teacher, and I've said this before, how do you keep diseases down in little kids that share everything? And I do think that wearing a mask will help spread that snotty nose, you know, whatever they happen to have. Washing your hands would be a good thing. But I don't think masks are good for kids. On a personal, you know, they don't change them out. You shouldn't be wearing the same snotty cloth, you know, cloth over your face all day long. So I worry that it may not be as helpful as they hope. That would just be my personal opinion, that I don't think masks are wise for kids.
We have reached out to Marilyn Kirkpatrick about this whole issue. We have not heard back. I imagine we will hear back in the next day or so from her. But I'm curious what the marching orders are statewide. Is the state out of the business of dealing with this, or are they back in the arena, so to speak?
No, I think the state's very much involved in it. I think I heard the state, the governor may put out a mandate. Heard this today that he may mandate state workers to all get vaccinated, which I would have huge issues with. Any kind of vaccine mandates, I think, is wrong. I don't think the state has given up. They have, you know, the governor gave the recommendation or allowed counties to make their own decisions. So as far as from a county level, what they're going to do, the governor has given authorization for the county to do that. I worry with an increase in numbers, the governor may change his mind and reel back in a little bit on his authorization. So, you know, we'll have to see. You know as well as I do, this governor doesn't hesitate to take control when he feels he needs to do so, whether it's right, whether we agree with him or not. So we'll see what the governor does.
Again, Dr. Robin Titus joining us in our final couple of minutes. I want to talk a little politics. We're still waiting to see what's going to happen on a special session. What is your understanding of what lies ahead, and when might we end up with these special sessions, one, two, or maybe even three?
Well, I don't think we'll have three, but I do think we'll have at least one, which would be with the redistricting. The other two, we were worried about innovation zones. That committee has started meeting, and they'll give recommendations back to the governor. What he will decide to do, I do not know. Whether or not there's going to be a special session on how to spend the Biden bucks, I think we took care of most of that during the just before session ended, and we can handle some of that money during IFC. The one real special session, as you just mentioned, is going to be redistricting. We've gotten some information about some of the numbers, might come back a little early in August, but I don't see us having any final numbers till end of September. Word on the street is that we'll probably look at doing a special session end of September, maybe October. Just don't know, but we'll have to have a special session on redistricting.
And by the way, how contentious will it be? Will it end up in court?
Well, we'll have to see. I think that we have no way, that we being the Republicans, conservatives, people who look out for this entire state and wanting every voice heard, won't be able to stop what they do. It won't require a two-thirds vote. So if they draw lines and gerrymander and eliminate, you know, seats and put us all through Clark County, it will end up in court, because they certainly don't represent rural Nevada. If everybody, you know, is touching Clark County and for the vote, whoever represents them. Whether or not it's truly representative of our state will be determined. Hopefully it doesn't have to end up in court. There was a great bill out that the Senate put forward that to form a redistricting committee. There's been some recommendations to do that. That would have been perfect to do. It would have assured that everybody's represented, but that failed. So if they continue to push this single agenda, it has to end up in court. We all have to be represented. And we're not just going to stand by and ignore that.
Dr. Titus, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. I appreciate what you do in your medical practice, in your business life, relative to politics. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. We'll have you on again soon.
Thank you, sir. You guys stay safe down there. Watch out for those flooding.
There you go. Robin Titus, there she is, Assemblywoman District 38, a medical doctor, and the minority floor leader. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, with right now, should we be saving for retirement or getting out of debt?
Steve, that's a proper balance kind of thing. It's like a seesaw. I think that it depends on what kind of interest rate you're paying on the debt, mm-hmm. what kind of balance the debt is. But if we don't have a retirement plan, we're never going to be able to retire. And so think about that, because companies don't give you pensions anymore for the most part, so we need to fund our own pensions. We do a lot of this consultation strategies there, looking at the debt, looking at what you want to do in retirement, look at how much you have put aside, and putting together a proper plan. It's customized for everyone. Steve, the next 10 people, we're going to do that at no cost or obligation. We're also going to give you the 15-minute retirement planner guide that I developed a few years ago.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, you often talk about core and explore when it comes to retirement planning. Now, does that principle or does that process still stand firm today, even with the volatile market and the craziness going on?
Steve, we've been talking about this forever on the radio,
yeah.
over 15 years. What is a core and explore? Well, you have money put aside for retirement, but many people I've talked to have way too much money and way too much risk. And if you haven't seen that, you've seen it lately, right, with the coronavirus and the market going up and down. Let's put together our own plan that has the core money that is growing. It's protected from the zingers of the market, and it gives you that lifetime income you can never outlive. You can go to PeteOnDemand.com to find out more, but more importantly, give me a call right now. The next 10 people will put together your very own core and explore strategy, no cost.
Call 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 888-702-6932. That's right. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Back then, we'd spend nights in front of the boob tube. We'd take our same seats, smoke cigarettes, and watch until the station played. We all smoked in those days. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by my friends at Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar. I was there this afternoon. Took my buddy Andrew Paul to lunch. Had a great time. We both had one of the lunch specials. Oh, just unbelievable. On East Flamingo at Pecos. Want to remind you, a little programming reminder. We always want to give our colleagues here on the radio station a shout.